Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still watching Remembrance of the Daleks and being derailed by vague allusions to the British rock group and Dr. Quatermass. So Ace asks the Doctor, what's important about the school? And the Doctor's like, oh, nothing. He's just hoping that the renegade Daleks have the Hand of Omega, so the Imperials will be distracted by that and won't go near the school, I guess. Ratcliffe's men bring the Hand of Omega back to the builder's yard, and Ratcliffe's going to go and tell his man who found it. So he dials the rotary phone for about 12 minutes. I'm old enough to remember rotary phones. It took a long time to ring someone. Like 000 was the worst number because that took like 4 hours for it to, you know, for the spring to send it back again before you could dial the second number. It's like, this is an emergency. Why am I waiting for it to go all the way around? Like the Americans had it right. Like, you know, the 9, which took forever, but the next ones were just ones. Like it's like bang, bang, quickly. But yeah. I remember, like, trying to force the dial back to it would happen quicker. I don't know if that worked. Anyway, rotary phones, it was quite a thing. So Ratcliffe's, yeah, telling is the man who found the Hand of Omega, gets on the rotary phone. Then at the school, Allison tells Mike there's a call for him. Ratcliffe and the Association. Oh, dear. At the school, the Doctor tells Ace he's keeping an eye on Captain Chunky Gilmore. Where did Chunky come from? He's keeping the soldiers busy and hoping to keep them out of the way. And then the Doctor tells Ace about Omega, who he says is the stellar engineer of the Time Lords, who engineered the supernova that was the basis of Time Lord technology that Rassilon based their society on. And he says the Hand of Omega is a remote stellar manipulator. And he's like, oh, and didn't we have trouble with the prototype? And Ace is like, we. And the Doctor's like, oh, yeah, they. And he looks really cagey. Which this is all part of the what's referred to as the Cartmel Master Plan. Where the script editor at the time, Andrew Cartmel, was kind of wanting to make the Doctor more mysterious again. It's why he's bringing in things like the Hand of Omega. I mean, you know, trying to make the Doctor seem like he was more important in Time Lord society instead of just someone that ran away. He was someone who was there from the beginning and knew Rassilon and Omega and all that kind of thing. And maybe, I feel a theory bubbling up. Maybe the Seventh Doctor, who's obviously got a much clearer view of how cause and effect has happened throughout his history of interference in the universe. And maybe he also has like a burgeoning understanding and remembrance of his time with Division as the pre-Hartnell Doctor. Like maybe that's something that is kind of in there. Because if, you know, if the regeneration thing is kind of based on the timeless child who was the doctor, and that kind of, you know, did that allow them to have time travel? Had they already started doing time travel before then? Like, it's, I'm not really sure. But, you know, maybe the doctor was an important part of this early, you know, these early days in Time Lord society, hanging out with Omega and with Rassilon. So in the Three Doctors, they're like, you know, venerating Omega because they're like, well, he's from our history. But maybe the Seventh Doctor knows that he was the timeless child. And then when he regenerates again, you know, into Paul McGann, that knowledge goes away again. Like, you know, I don't know if you know, in the Big Finish stories, there's a character called the Eleven who is a Time Lord that, I mean, he's also called the 12 at one point, when and he's played by Julia McKenzie, who was Marple. and she's called the 12. But yeah, it's a character whose like different personalities are maintained through each regeneration and becomes insane. And is constantly having conversations with all of their past selves because they're all in one head. So maybe what's going on here, maybe the Seventh Doctor remembers Division. Maybe the Seventh Doctor remembers things that, you know, or maybe it's just a, you know, when he says, well, didn't we have trouble with that? And then he's like, oh, they. It's like, it's there, but then maybe it slips away again. You know, some memories just kind of like fall out of your head. You're like, do I remember that or do I not remember that? Because isn't that the thing? Like, memories are just, you remember the memory of something. Like, you remember the last time you remember it. So each time it's kind of like, it's like a hard drive. You keep rewriting over the top of it with a different file and it's probably different. Realistically, it didn't actually happen. Anyway, that was quite a messy theory for one tiny line of dialogue. No wonder it's taking me so long to get through these episodes. Like, they're quite densely packed. It's exciting. I kind of like having all this stuff to kind of dig into. It's like, you know, sometimes you get an episode and it's just like, yeah, this is just a thing that happens. And then you get to the end, you're like, that was fun. End of story. So the Doctor is telling Ace about, you know, the history of the Time Lords and what the Hand of Omega is. And the Doctor's like, the Daleks have rudimentary time corridor technology. And he said they want the Hand of Omega, so they have the Time Lord level of control. And the Doctor wasn't expecting two Dalek factions, and he's got to be careful that the wrong ones don't get their hands on the Hand of Omega. And then he says, now that we have to go Dalek hunting. Ooh. So I wonder if this is like an early battle in the Time War, because there's talk, you know, one of the things that, you know, Russell T. Davis had like in his, you know, big what called the Time War thing way back when, was one of them was the Fourth Doctor going back to try and stop the development of the Daleks in Genesis of the Daleks. And I think these episodes almost definitely would be considered part of the hostilities from the Time Lords towards the Daleks. I mean, you know, on one hand, the Doctor's like trying not to let them get their hands on bad technology, but on the other hand, he's causing some problems while he's doing it. Ratcliffe's men bring the Hand of Omega into the yard under the watchful eye of the renegade Daleks, which is the grey and black ones. And their leader is shiny black with silver trim. Silver bumps. Bumps, not pumps. the etheric beam locators. Ratcliffe says people need a firm hand, and then hears Daleks exterminating his men. That is quite a firm hand. The Davros chair that's been in his office yelling at him the whole time turns around, and sitting there is the creepy girl with the Alice band. What? And she says, Ratcliffe is a slave and was born to serve the Daleks. Oh, she is creepy. Then the big black Dalek comes in and tells the little girl to activate the time controller, which is one of those balls, like those kind of like glass ball things with the sparks that fly out from a thing in the middle. They were huge in Maya when I was a kid. Like, you could go to Myer and buy one. And like they were expensive. But it's like, ooh, look at my jazzy electrical thing where you put your hands on it and the sparks fly to your fingers. It's very exciting. It was a toy. It didn't really do anything. It was just pretty. Anyway, she's got one of those. That's the time controller. The Daleks are wobbling about in a laneway, and the Doctor and Ace are hiding behind old cars and ducking into doorways. At the school, Mike tells Gilmore there's no sign of the Doctor or Ace. The Doctor and Ace are creeping around Ratcliffe's yard, and they find all the dead men exterminated by Daleks. And the Doctor goes up to the Hand of Omega and tells it to be quiet. And Ace is questioning the Doctor wanting the Daleks to have it. And the Doctor asks the Hand of Omega if it knows what it has to do. Ooh. And it makes some weird noises. Like, it doesn't make that noise. That was just a weird noise for me. inside, they find the Davros chair that the little girl was sitting in. And the Doctor explains that the Daleks need the creativity of children. Oh, gross. To help their battle computers. Right, because they're such logical creatures. And they need, people who are not that logical to be slave to the computer. That is a bleak and grotesque kind of thing. That poor little girl. She's a Dalek battle computer. And then he turns off the time controller and pops his business card on it, which has like a little question mark stuck into like a wax seal. It's like a futuristic question mark. Oh my God, this is so exciting. All right, on to the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.